Hello, this is Robert Lee.
And Sam.
Welcome once again to Third Row from the Front. Tonight's movie is The Holdovers, and it's the newest movie from Alexander Payne, who also did Election, Sideways, and a bunch of other movies that I can't think of right now. But this one is nominated for a few Academy Awards this year. I think Best Picture and Best Actor for Paul Giamatti. And Best Actress or Supporting Actress for, God, I forget her name. Is it Davina? Divine?
Divine.
Yeah. I forget her name, but she's also in that show that we watch, right? Only Murders in the Building.
That's where she's from.
Yeah, she plays the cop. Remember. The detective on that movie, or on that show. But anyway, so this movie is made to look like, so first things first, it's made to look like it's like a 1970s film, because it does take place in 1970, from 1970 to 1971. And it, so some of the transitions and stuff look very 70s. But it takes place at this boys prep school. It's like a high school. And Paul Giamatti's character is a professor there. And he's very, he's a, what is it, ancient history professor, Greek history? Yeah. And he's one of these, you know, college professors that's very, he loves what he teaches, but he kind of hates his students in a way, because they're all, he just sees them all as just like slackers, and of course not serious about their work, and
privileged
most of all, right? Because they're all, you know, most of their parents are all rich people, you know, that send their kids there, and they don't, basically they're not deserving of this type of education, in his opinion. But the reason it's called The Holdovers is because it's the movie takes place during the Christmas season, and of course everyone's going home for the holidays, but there are four students that are unable to go home for various reasons. And then one of his students that was already bragging about, you know, going away, and, you know, he was already packed and ready to go. Something comes up with his family, and his mom basically says, no, I'm sorry, you can't come home. Like, we're going to go on, you know, on our honeymoon, his new stepdad. And so he's extremely disappointed. And of course, he hates this professor played by Paul Giamatti, and Paul Giamatti's character isn't crazy about him either. So, already it's off to a bad start. But so they're stuck there at the school, together for these couple of weeks. And then, what'd you say her name was? Divine. Mm-hmm. She's one of the cooks there at the school. And so she's also just not going home because she's had a tragedy. Her son, who was a student at the school, he died in Vietnam serving in the military. And so she's grieving. She's going through that, and she doesn't really feel like going back home because she said it's too soon. Like, she just wants to be there and kind of be at the last place that she saw her son alive. So, so it's this group. And then eventually, most of the kids get to go on this trip with this one of the rich parents. But that one student, I forget his name, the one student that they hate each other, he's the only one that ends up having to stay. And so then it's just the three of them. And so the movie's about them kind of having to deal with each other over the holidays, even though they don't want to. But we'll get more into that and to the details of the story as we go along. But Sam, what did you think of The Holdovers?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was funny. There was some parts where it was pretty funny, but it wasn't a particularly hilarious movie.
It's a very dry humor, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was all right. I mean, I didn't hate it. I thought I was going to hate it because of the 1970s style, but I didn't hate it. I thought it was a good movie. It was all right. Made me laugh here and there, but I feel like the story was mostly about just kind of that saying, like, you know, put yourself in someone else's shoes, like put yourself in their shoes, because you're being shown like all these different characters and how they react to certain situations and how they react to people. And you may think, oh, that person's a jerk, or that guy's mean, or, you know, that person was, you know, you might not like the way they react, but then you always have a character constantly kind of reminding the other characters, well, how would you feel if you went through this, or that person's been through a lot, or how would you feel if you were missing a hand, or if you had to go to war? You know, like, it was just that constant lesson being taught to the different characters. Like, think about what the other person is going through, and maybe that's why they are the way they are and the way they react. So, I mean, I liked that, I guess, lesson in the movie, but also with, like, these characters, it's just, I guess because they're, like, rich and entitled, like, the boys that go to the school and stuff, it's just, like, why do I care? Why do I care about these characters? You know, like, it's just rich, white, privileged people just kind of, like, you know, learning about how to be a good person, basically, and be a decent person. And to me, I'm just, like, okay, yeah, like, we all know this. So I just didn't care. Like, I didn't have a deep connection to these characters. I really liked Divine's character, though, because she was constantly, like, I feel like she had gone through the worst tragedy of them all, and she still put up with these rich, entitled kids, right? Even though they treated her so disrespectfully, she still looked at them from a mother's point of view and would, you know, because she could have been a total bitch to these kids and she could have been mean and ugly, but she wasn't. And she was still such a nice, you know, decent person to them. She would put her foot down, you know, she would say what she needed to say, but she still always had that understanding that they're kids, you know, these are just little boys and, you know, they're going through a lot. You know, the reason why they're stuck here at this boarding school is because their families don't care enough or don't have the means to take them back home or show them and teach them how to be decent human beings. So even the Paul Giamatti, like you said, he kind of like hates his students. And so when he was like trash talking them, she actually stood up for them at one point and was like, how do you know? Like, how do you know their lives? How do you know what they've been through? You don't know. And he kind of shut up, you know, because she was right. So again, like, kind of even teaching the teacher, like, you can't just assume you know everything about these people. You kind of have to, you know, kind of take a step back and have them talk to them in a nicer way to get them to understand what you're trying to teach them or say to them. So I really liked her character. Her character was probably my favorite character in this movie. I thought the kid did a great job. Like, he just, the main kid in this movie, because he learned the lessons he needed to learn, but he was still that kid that lied and would try to yeah. trick you to, like, get what he wanted. And the more you get to know his story, you kind of understand why he does some of the things that he does, and you kind of feel sorry for him, but then it's still the fact that he knows better and he still chooses to try to kind of be like, hey, well, do you want to skip class and do this? Or, you know, okay, well, I'm just trying, you know, just, you know, he was just trying it. But, like, again, he's a kid, you know, kids are going to be kids. But yeah, I just thought it was all right. I probably wouldn't recommend it. Maybe I would recommend it to, like, my parents or something, but, like, I wouldn't watch it again.
It's so funny because you and Sarah have the same take on this, and I actually really liked it. It's weird. I don't know if it's a generational thing, maybe, but maybe it's a guy thing. Maybe it is, because my friend Lewis liked it too, and I really liked it as well. Yeah, I really liked it. Like, it was a good story, good acting. It was really funny to me, but I like that kind of like dry humor. So I thought the whole thing was very funny. And I didn't mind the 70s. I know Sarah had this really big problem with the 70s thing, but I was like, I only really noticed it in one scene where it kind of like, it does that weird transition where, I forgot what they call it. like one scene's already playing into the other scene. It kind of like it doesn't fade. It just kind of like crossfades. I think that's the anyway. I didn't really notice it that much.
Yeah, that didn't bother me.
You noticed it very much at the beginning because they do they made all the production titles look very old. Mm-hmm. Even this movie is rated R. Like it was the old R rating from like the 70s. but anyway, I liked it. But then again, this might be another thing. I am well versed in Alexander Payne's movies. So I love Election. I loved Sideways, and you never saw Sideways. I don't know if you ever saw Election.
But, I saw Election, okay. And I liked it.
Okay. So he's got this very kind of a dark take on like comedies because the bad things happen to like most of his characters in his movies. So I like that he doesn't, even though you think it's going to go a certain way, like, oh, this is going to be a sweet little movie or whatever, there's always bad things that happen to the characters, which is very realistic. Like in this movie, for example, Paul Giamatti's character, like you can tell he like starts to like a certain other character, and you think that maybe he'll have a chance, and then that gets squashed and you're like, oh, that's reality right there. And nothing ever happens to where it's like, oh, he's gonna find somebody. Like he might never find somebody because aside from him being a grump, he also has this walleye. So it's this weird, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things where one eye is in one direction and the other one eye is going the other direction. And it becomes like kind of a, I mean, all the students make fun of him for it. And then it's like a running kind of joke.
Even the other teachers might call him that.
Yeah. And on top of that, he smells like he has this weird odor. And that becomes an issue too, where they kind of joke about that. He smells like fish, apparently, and it gets worse throughout the day. So, so I like that. I like the weirdness of the character, but I just like Paul Giamatti too. I think that's part of it. I just love him and pretty much everything he does.
Oh yeah, he did great.
Yeah, he's awesome and everything. And I love that it was a smaller cast because it did really focus on those three characters. Like you said, Divine's character is probably the glue that holds everything together. Because mm-hmm. without her, she's like the heart of the movie, I would say. But yeah, I really liked it. I mean, there's nothing really special about it. Like, oh, this is a great movie and it's going to make you cry or anything like that. But I enjoyed it for being this kind of warm kind of Christmas movie. Because it did take place during the holidays. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if I would put it in a best, what do you call it? Best film category. That seems like, I don't think that's going to win. Going up against like Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon and stuff like that. But it definitely was a movie that I enjoyed and I'm glad I saw it. So you wouldn't recommend it. But I would highly recommend it. And right now, it's not only in they re-released it to theaters, I think, obviously because of the Oscar nomination. But it's also streaming on Peacock. But I'd rather go watch it in the theater than pay for Peacock because there's no reason for me to subscribe to Peacock. But if you don't feel like going to the theater or it's not there by the time you hear this, then if you have Peacock, you can check it out on that. And I would say just check it out just so you can see the Best Picture nominees, because I think we've seen all of them but that Anatomy of a Fall movie. I think that's the only one that we haven't seen that's a Best Picture nominee. But anyway, so I recommend it. You don't, but you didn't hate it. You just said it was just okay.
Yeah, it was just all right. I think I liked it a little more than Sarah because I did think it was funny. But I just didn't think it was special. Like, I just, you know, like, it was all right. I if you're interested in it, I would say, like, stream it at least. But, yeah.
And I would say if you're a fan of Alexander Payne's other movies, then I think you would enjoy this one as well. Or just a fan of Paul Giamatti. But, yeah, I guess that wraps it up for The Holdovers. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Third Row from the Front. Also, subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll talk to you next time on Third Row from the Front.
Bye. Bye.